If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 14th day of October 2010. You know, I've had a Mac for over a year. And a lot of people ask me about the different... Yeah. I use a PC. I have a computer with Linux on it. And this is... actually, it's not Snow Leopard, but just Leopard that I'm using. And I'll tell you this. GarageBand just crashed. Yeah. So people that tell you that Macs don't crash and that they're wonderful and that angels hand them to you from the sky and that, you know, everything is groovy and beautiful, it's not true. It's a computer. And it also is capable of crashing, which it just did. I had 4 minutes of podcast ready to go. I was trying to lower a volume because I got close to the microphone and I was gonna ruin somebody's computer and day. And so I was trying to manipulate the volume and it crashed. So using GarageBand, their own product. So I think nothing has been more riveting than what's gone on in Chile. And to watch these brave men, 33 of them. Of course, I got a little concerned last night because they you know, said the last person is out of the mine. But there were still six guys that were underground that went down to help them get up the shaft. You know, so I couldn't go to bed, of course, so they were all okay. And to make matters worse, well, first of all, I couldn't find the name of the president of Chile, who was up, who had to have been awake for 3 days running. He met personally and welcomed back everybody that came out of that mine shaft. And his name, thank God for BBC, because they had the name, is President Sebastian Piñera. And he was just magnificent. So on CNN, and they had these stupid Delaware debates. I mean, first of all, it's Delaware. And second of all, the only reason anybody's watching it is because this loony woman, this I am not a witch girl, you know, and so I'm watching this, and I think the worst show I've ever seen on television is this new Elliot Spitzer, whatever the lady's name is, and they're trying to be anchor people. You know, first of all, they can't even do their own show, and now they're trying to anchor this incredible event. They are begging Larry King, you know, please, somebody bring Larry out of the ice. Can he come on a little early? Do you have a Muppet that looks like Larry that we could use, please? So it was a train wreck all the way around. Of course, MSNBC any better. You know, they're still over there doing their regular shtick, you know, so you're not gonna get any new information out of them. So here I am watching. But it was a magnificent event to see this unfold. And if you feel good about anything, they're actually, a lot of times now, I'll share with you on this podcast what may be coming up on a video. When I have an idea, I write it down. And there are two things that I've learned under the Obama administration. And keep in mind, please, I'm a big Obama fan. Number one is that a president doesn't necessarily have to have a teleprompter to address you. Mr. President, Mr. Obama, respectfully, look at this guy. This Piñera guy would just stand up and speak to his people at a drop of a hat. Now I wish I were bilingual, but I couldn't understand what he was saying. But it was impressive to me. And the second thing that I've learned is that the countries of Pakistan and Chile are now Pakistan and Chile. I've learned something new. These people are just amazing. I mean, seriously, the people of Chile, you miners, you are my new heroes. I'm going to dye my hair black and get a hard hat. All the damage I can do. We'll see you tomorrow.